Please be advised. This podcast is not supposed to be about food reviews or dating tips. So here's an episode about food and dating. Listener discretion is advised.
You get us a table, I'll take care of the food.
Are you dating Marilyn Manson?
Hey everyone, it's Momo. I know what you're thinking. They finally killed him. No, in fact, it's not that way at all. We do actually have lives of our own, and they just got super busy. But we're back, and our first episode is chaotic conversations and surprising stories, a brouhaha episode. And that's all I'm gonna tell you. If you haven't figured out by the intro yet, then you're just gonna have to listen to the chaos that unfolds. Ready? Well, let's get started. Welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. I have my usual crew. We're still recovering from a little bit of a brouhaha. That's a word, brouhaha.
Brouhaha is in fact the word.
It is a bit of a revolt.
Is it hyphenated?
Is it hyphenated?
It is not.
Yeah, I think.
One word, B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A.
Yeah. Today's word of the day is brouhaha.
All right. It was well liked by me and the three people who followed the French Club social media page.
Do I have to say it in a French accent? Brouhaha.
That's actually not a French accent.
That's not okay.
I don't know what it was.
Dutch.
It was weird.
Was it Dutch?
What?
As you can tell, probably since episode 3, we've had some.
Been on a slow but steady descent into madness.
Exactly. It took us 6 weeks to come back to do Oops, Was That Me? There was basically a barroom brawl at the beginning of this podcast to get to the point where we did the countdown to 1, 2, 3. The best part is, I didn't actually have to wait for them. They were just kind of all quiet, which is very unusual. So we'll see how today's podcast goes.
I was going to say, best part is that none of us laughed. None of us laughed. That's what I wanted to say.
None of you laughed. That's the best part of a brouhaha.
Yeah, he needs the 3 seconds of silence to introduce the podcast, but none of us can ever hold out that long. But today, surprisingly, it worked out.
As you can tell, I'm here with Noodle Maria and MJ for this week's podcast. We don't have a name for it yet, but I'm thinking it's going to be Welcome to Brouhaha.
So, I was thinking technical difficulties.
Welcome to technical difficulties. We're having difficulties. And that is actually true. We've had some technical difficulties in the studio today that had led to this.
Is it a technical difficulty if it's completely avoidable? And also the technical difficulty is that the thing wasn't freaking plugged in.
And all I remember saying is, why is this cable unplugged? Who unplugged this cable? And Maria sharply returned, it's been unplugged this entire time. So I think we got it. I think we got enough of our usual mixed bag of intros. Now we move on to the old business. Do we have any?
So many chewing sounds.
Welcome to ASMR.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Momo Show.
Yeah. What does that stand for?
Let me look it up.
Aesthetically sounding mouth recordings.
Nope.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought so.
Were you convinced?
I was convinced.
Oh my god.
You were very syllable.
I did not convince MJ
if
or
the no. legal thing doesn't go your way, go to sales because that really
autonomous sensory meridian response.
What the hell is even that?
I was
not even
close.
But you know what? Yours made more sense than that did.
Yeah. Autonomous.
Not gonna lie.
I agree.
Autonomous what? Meridian. What is a meridian response? Autonomous sensory meridian
MJ's
response.
I'm making a goldfish for some reason.
Oh, the tingly feeling that travels from the head downward that some experience in response to certain sounds, feelings, or descriptions.
Ugh. Are you quite done?
So imagine the opposite of whatever MJ is doing. Right
exactly.
Now.
All right. Anytime you have a
you
Serb
start
out
playing the music now. The original Serb just walked into the room.
Yeah, exactly. The matriarch.
The matriarch. The Gigi.
Yeah.
She's Gigi.
Grandma.
Great grandma.
Great grandma.
The cannabis pusher.
The cannabis pusher. Your bottle opener dealer.
Exactly.
Underage giving you beers.
Giving minors beers and taking them to a cannabis store.
We're like talking about her like this. She's downstairs like sewing my jacket
because I
like didn't like the way that her shoulders looked.
Yeah, exactly.
And she feeds us every chance she gets.
Not today though, because and play the Italian music.
Please.
Momo has made us handmade lasagna.
Castafiore, cannelloni, la camorra, napoletane, mamma mia, belladonna, parmigiano, tiramisù.
He actually picked up a sheet of lasagna, which is handmade.
Oh, really?
A piece of pasta, and
he's like thinking so deep in thought, and I'm like typing away, and I look over and he's standing there admiring this piece of art. I'm like, that's a beautiful thing to see your man in a kitchen just admiring a slice of pasta
that he hand rolled,
that he handmade, hand kneaded, rested.
Where is this going?
And he goes, you know what? Now I understand when you say it's soft, why it's soft. I'm holding it and it is so soft.
What?
It was a moment.
What?
It had to be there.
That is the most, that has to be the worst.
That's the dumbest sentence I've ever heard.
It is the worst retelling of a story ever.
Life.
You poor children growing up, her telling bedtime stories must have been a freaking nightmare. I'm telling you.
What, wow.
That story wasn't even close to what happened today.
Okay, let's hear Momo's side of the story.
Not the bedtime, but
now,
the whole
thing.
I want
to hear what was the lasagna story. Now I understand why you say that it's soft, because I'm holding it and it's soft.
No.
Like, he's never made pasta before. Like, he doesn't know what the word soft means.
He just did not recognize like, how skilled he is.
Did
and
you
what
just,
it is that
like,
we
realize,
were referring to.
Did you just gain consciousness in that moment for the first time?
See, like, the memory lapses once again. The memory lapses once again for MJ are starting to become a concern. So here's how the story rolled out. I'm actually...
Pun intended.
That was a pasta joke for anybody who does.
As he was rolling it.
As I was rolling it. So, as I was making the pasta, something your cousin's husband with the newborn said. And
he's Italian, by the way.
Exactly. And I tried to understand when he gave me that, he gave me a compliment because he actually was able to sample. Your cousins were
and
able
that
to
meant
sample.
A lot to you.
So, no, it wasn't that. It was confusing because of the term he used.
Uh-huh.
And the newbie goes, the pasta was very tender, is how he related to me.
That is a weird word to use for pasta. You use that for like red meat.
And then as I'm rolling out the pasta, I did the very nice, that nice thick layer just before it gets to where it's no longer bulky, but it's no longer thin. And you get to touch
Noodle
it.
Noodle and I are looking at each other like this is completely both irrelevant and
no, it's relevant because at that point, I just shout out and MJ's listening. He goes, and I shout out your cousin's name, friggin' S, right? Friggin' S. She goes, what? I said, he called my pasta tender. And I never did get it. But now I'm here feeling my pasta.
Oh my God.
And it's tender.
All right, what's the judgment from the courts, Noodle?
How is that a different story
hold
than
on.
What I said?
It was. Okay. Hold on.
How about the judgment of my motherhood skills?
It wasn't a judgment on your mother. It was a judgment on your ability to tell stories.
Story retelling.
Because what she heard was you were a horrible mother.
You're a horrible mother.
That's
no.
exactly what he said.
That's not what he said.
Rewind here.
No, okay, rewind here.
Momo's comment. Here.
Yeah, no, this had to do with bedtime stories because it's
you
just
poor
little
children.
About the bedtime story. It must have been horrible.
Yeah, that's a direct reflection on motherhood.
The bedtime stories were horrible because here's what I'm hearing.
Welcome to Same or Different. It's the game show that takes a beloved fairy tale and, in one version, provides a synopsis of the story, while in the other, it shows how someone would tell it at bedtime. You be the judge if it's the same or different. Today's beloved fairy tale is Red Riding Hood. Here we go.
Little Red Riding Hood is a classic fairy tale about a young girl who, while delivering food to her sick grandmother, encounters a wolf in the woods. The wolf deceives her, learns the location of her grandmother's house, and eats the grandmother. The wolf then impersonates the grandmother to trick Little Red Riding Hood, ultimately eating her as well. A huntsman eventually intervenes, saving them both from the wolf's stomach.
And now for the other version!
Ma! I'm going to see Grandma. At least she doesn't have attitude.
Hey, you in the Red Hood. What do you got there?
None of your business, Dexter.
Chill out, babe. Just chit-chatting.
Don't you got a hen house to raid or something? Beat it!
Don't have to tell me twice. Later, sister.
A few moments later.
Hello? Grandma?
She ain't here. Got something for me now, B.
Yeah, this.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Well, there you have it. You be the judge. See you next time on Same or Different.
You've never heard Red Riding Hood?
Is that how Red Riding Hood goes?
I thought it was a grandma, not dressed up as a
The wolf
woman.
Is dressed up as the grandma.
Is that how Red Riding Hood goes?
Yeah. Really?
What?
So dark.
Hence the Grimm Brothers.
You never realized?
And you know what? This actually makes a lot of sense. Now I understand why as a kid I was like irrationally worried about wolves eating me. And like quicksand.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
This psychological quicksand evaluation moment was brought to you by OHIP.
You weren't terrified of quicksand.
We're not always there, but we are.
You were never scared of quicksand and wolves as a kid?
No.
I was terrified of quicksand and wolves. You guys don't think that's a really dark story? That's crazy.
It's a horrible story.
We talked about this in one of the podcasts, but the Grimm Brothers.
The moral of the story is for children to be obedient to their parents.
Right. I thought it was to be afraid of strangers.
What am I thinking
Correct.
Of? It's multiple themes. Totally different story.
Multiple themes. All right. So there is no old business. All that just to say that there is no old business. All that. Just to say that, no, we don't have any old business, Momo.
Was that the old business that you brought up, was to say that Momo had made this comment about pasta? Was that the reason we went on this whole trip?
No, I was attempting to compliment him, and I ended up a horrible mother.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. I do feel bad for you, though. We did not have a very sad childhood. We had a good childhood.
I agree.
I, to this day, am terrified of quicksand.
Bruh.
Oh, Lord.
It's turned out to be... quicksand and wolves have turned out to be a much smaller problem.
You know what? I can be sympathetic because I'm afraid to be on a podcast with three other women.
He says, returning to the podcast every other weekend. What'd you say? Hello?
I'm hurt.
Oh.
That hurt.
Aww. You heard Noodle.
Now what?
Thanks for listening to...
You heard Noodle.
Oh, look, it's 45 minutes. Thanks for listening in on this. Nothing, nowhere, no particular time. Cue the outro.
A few moments later.
It's now time for everyone's favorite segment.
Hey, watch out!
Bite me!
Oops. Was that me?
Okay, so I think we have some oops stories, though, we need.
I think you might have some
oops I have
stories.
One.
Oh,
and
he
MJ.
Has an oops story.
Oh, boy, it was a bad oops.
It was a bad oops.
I'm excited to hear it.
You think that the whole thing about the bedtime stories was bad? This was really bad.
He knocked this one
you
out of the park.
You have not made a lot of good good choices lately.
No, not whatsoever.
Yikes.
But let's go ahead with MJ and Kevin.
Kevin.
Let's talk about Kevin.
Kevin. That reminds me of
Thanks,
Antonio.
Kevin, for the little oops.
That reminds me of Antonio.
Oh. Okay.
So you have an oops about Kevin. You have an oops about something else.
Correct.
I had an oops about Antonio. It's relevant. Go for it. No, I don't want to. You go first.
Antonio happened like a year ago.
So that's why I asked. Did I tell the story?
Never on the podcast.
What are you thinking about?
Okay. Never mind.
I thought we were talking about the plumber.
We'll put you third. MJ, go ahead. Talk about... Thank Kevin for little oops.
It's actually a pretty big oops.
Oh, okay.
And it's more of a knee slapper. And kind of a... Oh. So I need the disappointment.
Oh. Yeah,
one of those.
Yeah, but like from a crowd.
So I hired a guy. And he worked with me.
To do what?
He was doing a job that was administrative.
Okay, I take back everything I said. Now
yes,
I'm just curious.
You can. Anyway, about 18 months after I first hired Kevin, I resigned and I was going to move on to another position. And this wonderful group of people. Kevin included. And the group.
Phenomena.
They threw me a farewell party.
Aw.
That was really nice. That was really nice. Kevin comes up to me and he wishes me farewell.
I said,
Kevin, that is so sweet of you. Thank you so much. He goes, my name is Kyle.
We're getting the
But that's a good one.
Did you like that one?
I actually like
that's
that one.
That's a good one.
My name is Kyle.
Very good.
On the last day, which is perfect.
MJ, now that you're on your way out, and you know, I've been meaning to tell you this for a while, you have been calling me the wrong name for the past year and a half.
I see.
So, are we okay to move on to my oops? Mine's a disaster. It's recent. It's like happened Thursday.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. So, the story behind it was there was a package in my building that arrived. So I go downstairs.
For whom?
For me.
I thought it was for your dog.
No, not for my dog.
You guys need to.
Oddly enough, there's a dog in the story.
We need
sort
to have
of.
A chat about the.
The story.
We need to have this a chat is, about the.
That's funny.
Interjection.
Yeah. So I went downstairs to pick up this package. It was actually a package for MJ. Mm. She was doing something.
Oh, so you lied when you said it was for
me. It was for me. It was addressed to me, but it really was something for MJ to use. So I'm down there, and I'm so this woman walks into the elevator holding this metal bowl. And I could have swore to God I was looking inside the bowl, and it looked like dog food. I literally said to her, oh, is that Uber for puppies?
Pardon? You said what?
I said no to her, goes, oh, what is that, Uber for puppies? Like, skip dishes.
Was that your first question to her?
Right out of the mouth. Out of my mouth. Not hi, how are you, how you doing? What is that, Uber for puppies?
The only logical response to that is...
Then as the words came out of my mouth, I realized it was not dog food. It was quinoa, and that was her lunch. I called her lunch dog food.
Yeah.
And all I could say is, here's my stellar comeback. Oops, my bad.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
Timed like that too. What is that, Uber for puppies? Whoops, my bad.
That's exactly what happened. But I think Maria coined the phrase that I'm somewhat of an elitist. So if I look down at your bowl and it look like dog food, most likely it tastes that way.
Here's the problem.
That's not nice.
You can't say it's an oops and then double down on the thing that was the oops.
The oops was. Did I say that out loud? That was the oops.
The oops was having the thought because holy crap. Second of all, you're standing on it. You're like 10 toes down. Like literally, you know what? And it probably did taste like dog. That's crazy.
I have a very low opinion of quinoa. You cannot make quinoa taste good.
It's not that you have a low opinion of quinoa. It's that when we were on break, you were like, that is a top 10 worst food.
Yes, it was. We have the top three worst foods ever. Okra, fiddle faddles.
Is it fiddleheads?
Fiddleheads, thank you, yes. Not fiddlefaddles. Fiddleheads.
Might as well be fiddlefaddles.
Let's change it to that, yeah.
Yeah, fiddleheads, okra, and quinoa, my hit list.
You guys probably just haven't had the right kind. Like, I didn't like Brussels sprouts.
There are 17 different varieties of quinoa, and they all suck, Maria. Period.
Brussels sprouts, when I made them with a ton of cheese, you can put a...
No, garlic. And oil, and if you prepare anything well enough, it's good.
If you put it on a rock, it would probably taste delicious.
If you drop a whole bunch of cheese whiz on it, I'm sure it tastes delicious. Assuming you like cheese whiz.
Sorry to interrupt. We did old business. We did current.
Oops, me.
Oops, was that me? Is that a recurring segment now?
Do we have a friend of the week?
Do we have a Frank of the Week?
I have a Frank of the Week.
You have a Frank of the Week?
Okay. So can
Do you have a
what
Frank
What is that
of the
again?
Week? Somebody who did something awesome.
Our Frank.
Oh. Our Frank. Like the best of the best.
The best of the best.
So I just want to put it out there that this week's episode is going to be a hairy time for me to cut, paste, move, to try to be coherent.
Yeah. You always say that. And you always come out with awesome products. So let's
yeah, but I also come out with a lot of gray hair, a little higher blood pressure.
It can get grayer than that.
Yeah.
I didn't clock that. I didn't realize that was a possibility.
Yeah, I got a ways to go, Missy.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm Frank.
Who's your Frank of the Week?
Okay, who's your Frank of the Week? Be Frank.
Frank, bring your head in this window before I roll it up in there. Got it. Frank!
Go ahead.
I'm going to need to take a pause to let that sit
let's
in.
Let's let that begin.
That was rough.
Would be Frank?
That's just what she's about to say.
We agreed to that in the last podcast.
Did we?
Be Frank.
Why would I agree to that? That sounds ridiculous.
You thought it was a cool idea. I have to constantly cut episodes from the previous ones to show you what you guys say?
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy.
At least in this episode.
Oh, no.
Girls.
Oh, all girls.
Oh, yeah.
At least in this episode, yes.
Oh, boy, it's for me. Oh, boy,
Frank
more
of the
work.
Week. Frank of the week.
Being Frank means in this episode, go ahead, Maria.
Momo's lasagna.
Yay!
Am I the Frank or is no, my no. lasagna?
Don't, yes, don't you're be the silly. Frank.
Your lasagna is
don't
the Frank.
Don't be silly. The lasagna is the
lasagna
Frank.
Lasagna is the Frank.
Why would you be the Frank?
Lasagna just didn't appear. It's not from Immaculate Conception. Right?
You were alone.
Hold on. Let's.
It's a little bit too much information, I
let's,
think.
Let's not
the children are in the room.
That was
the
rough.
Children are in the room.
Zoned out, so I have no idea what's
good
happening.
For you. Good for you. It's probably that you're clued out on that one.
When I go to, I'm going to go throw up in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once again, the hysteria has hit the crew.
My first order of business when I go to law school and graduate and pass the bar is to sue the lot of you.
For emotional damage.
Don't do that again.
You can sue me all you want.
It's going to take a lot.
And I'm happy to pay the lint in my pocket. So good luck with that.
Anyway, I stand by my Frank.
Fine.
Noodle, do you like this week's Frank?
Noodle, do you like this week's Frank?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think it was chosen unanimously and judiciously?
Unanimously in the sense that Momo had no say in it.
Well, of course
which
Momo
is unanimously.
As if he has a say any other.
Anyway. It reminds me of a certain Antonio. You want to talk about Antonio?
Oh, man. I feel like I discussed this.
Yeah, I don't remember Antonio.
Was it on the air or
no? You said, I need a few moments to digest this. Go ahead with your oops first. And that was...
a very oops, long Antonio. Time ago, I went out with my friends, and it was a country bar place club event. Yeah, okay. And I'm dancing with my friends, and this guy, like short, black button down, black pants, dress shoes, greased back hair. What are you doing in a country club, man? And unless he's like the cowboy mafia or whatever, but he looks interesting. And he's asked me to dance.
So stereotypical.
We have, I know. And we have a little, and he's spinning around. I was like, oh, this is so fun. Because I love to dance. I love dancing. I want to take classes. I want to go out dance. But nobody my age like dances the way that I want to dance. But it's like a country club. They're playing music. I'm being like, spun. I'm like, ah, having a great time. And this doesn't mean anything. I'm like, it's just dance. And then I go out with my friend. We're like standing outside trying to call the Uber. And the guy comes up to me. He's like, oh, I never got your name. I'm like, Mom, Maria. I'm like, what's your name? He's Antonio. I'm like, keep in mind, I'm thinking nothing about this guy. He just came up to me and he's like, what's your name? Antonio.
And
he...
With Frederico.
He's, your name's Maria? I was like, yeah. He's, that's my mom's name. I'm like, Antonio, what's going on here?
That's special.
Is that a pickup line?
It is.
Is it like...
It's the worst pickup line.
It is a pickup line.
Is it a shot? Like, what are we...
It is.
My God. Get out of here. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Is that a pickup line?
It's a pickup line. I can show you.
I can think of one worse pickup line I've gotten in my life.
Oh, do tell.
Hold on.
Okay, finish the story.
It's actually not that interesting of an ending to a story. I'm like, oh, that's not something that you say to a girl that you just met in a club and danced with. But okay, Antonio. We have a little conversation. And I introduce him to my friend. And then he gives me a like rose, like a red fabric-y rose. And I was like, thanks, Antonio. And that was the end of the story. It wasn't that interesting. It was just like, that was my oops of the week.
Your oops of the week was very good. You should have just ended the story there.
Okay, then cut the rest of it. But that was like literally crazy.
We need to hear these pickup lines. Do tell them.
Yeah.
Momo.
Hey, lady! Get funky!
Believe it or not, ladies, that was a pickup line. Welcome to Cruiser or Loser. Brought to you by the ladies of Nothing Nowhere and No Particular Time. Ever get a line from a guy and wonder if that was a pickup line? Was it even good? Listen in while we put Momo on the spot to answer for all the guys out there. Good luck, Momo. You're going to need it.
Literally, if there's a movie called I Love You, Ma'am.
I meant the thing is called I Love You, Ma'am, and you're learning pickup lines. For
just watch the movie before you judge.
It sounds horrible.
So basically, he's a guy who's always been a good boyfriend, but didn't have a lot of guy friends. And now he's getting married, has no ushers. That's the kind of plot line. And so he meets this guy named Sydney.
Oh my God, is the plot that he needs to go pick up like men friends to like have
correct,
his
correct.
Men?
Yeah. So one guy he
that's
meets,
cute.
The guy who plays Jason
male
Siegel,
friendships. That's
he's the eternal bachelor, right? He's the eternal bachelor. So you see him waiting in a waiting room while he's getting his tuxedo on. He goes, oh, hi, thanks. She brought him a cappuccino. He says, thank you. She says, what's your name? Rachel. Rachel, really? That's my mother's name. She goes, is it really? She goes, I don't know. Is it? So it's a play. And he does that three times in the movie, the women he meets.
Really? What do you mean, I don't know? Is it? Why is that a good line?
That's a bad line.
I can do you one better and my better voice.
You suck!
So I'm at a different outing with my friends.
Is it the same country club?
No. And I'm standing with my friends. We're like trying to decide what to do. It's kind of like a weird vibe. We don't really know where to go. And these guys come up to us and they look weird. And suspicions confirmed because they start talking to us. And I don't really remember how this started, but the guy's talking to me. He's,
I just got, my girlfriend just cheated on me and she's so sabotaging.
That's how he came at you?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I have a toxic girlfriend. Do you want to move?
And I think that the, like, the lead in there was, do you want to help me get back at my toxic girlfriend?
Oh, okay.
And he, the other, his friend is like saying something similar to my friend. And I look at him and I'm like, you have a hickey on your neck right now. What do you mean?
Like, boom, roasted.
Does this work for you? What is the goal here? What was the... So we left.
Good for you. Good for you. I do appreciate both you girls because you actually have a very good head on your shoulders, most likely because of MJ's influence.
Weird, man.
But I can tell you from the experience of having been out there before, these are subtle stories.
Is that like something
and
that
And the
works?
Game men play today is pretty sad.
And I'm saying, like, so, is that something that works for people? Like, that
it does, believe it or not. It depends on how physically attracted you are, because someone will come off and think that's cute.
Because I don't remember what he looked like. All I remember is he's coming up to me and he's talking about a girlfriend that he's currently with and then talking to me about whatever he wants to do. And he's got a hickey on his neck and I point that out to him. And he zips up his quarter zip and he goes, how about now?
Yeah.
I'm like,
how about now?
You're kidding me, right?
Look, you know what?
You solved it.
He's an idiot.
You solved it.
But I got to give him 2 points for that sarcasm at the end. Okay, how about now?
That actually was the problem, and now you've solved it.
You solved it.
Beautiful. What?
I have you all beat. If I wanted to, I have stories that'll have you all beat of really weird instances about pickup lines and people talking to people. Sorry. What's MJ, you want to pipe in here for something?
What, the deep sigh intake of air?
Yeah.
That's a good hint.
Yeah, hey, you want to dive right? Go right in.
You know what I'm thinking?
BMW? Not the BMW woman again, are you?
Who?
BMW.
Is it the woman that was at the...
Yeah, exactly. See, you remember.
What?
Wait, she what? Does exist.
Wait, which one? I'm out of it. I'm out. I'm confused.
I'm out of it. Asking, is it the pause
where time... You all
one
seem to know what's going on,
at
but I don't.
At a time.
I think I should speak because it seems
you don't
like
know who we're talking about, so hold on while we clarify.
All of you seem to know who we're talking
clarify.
About.
Clarify. Okay, hold on. You hold on. We'll clarify for you.
Is it the one that was that mom said, MJ said it was like she was all over you while MJ was waiting?
Correct. See, okay. She remembers the story.
Oh, so you admit it. There was a woman who was all over
No, this is your MJ's interpretation of what
understand.
Occurred for me sitting on a couch and a woman saying, you're not going to go outside running like that. So I'm waiting in the lobby for MJ to arrive. I'm sitting there. We're supposed to go straight back up. So I'm clothed in a t-shirt and shorts, sitting in the couch in the lobby, which is 2 feet away from the exit. Okay. This woman comes down. She's on her way out to walk her dog. Right?
No, she was not.
Was there a dog on a leash?
Nope.
So then you know, she was walking her
No, dog? She's correct. Because she went to her BMW after.
Lock in.
And the only reason I know she went to a BMW because MJ followed her like a hawk the entire time
That's
we left.
That's weird.
Exactly.
I don't understand it. That's I definitely understand that.
So anyway,
weird.
The only comment was she was, you know, I hope you're not running going outside like that. I said, oh, no, I'm just waiting for somebody. She goes, I'm just kidding.
Waiting but for somebody?
Yeah.
Waiting for my girlfriend.
I'm sorry. You're correct.
Yeah. What?
With yes. a big old smile. Somebody.
I
he goes,
just,
yeah, I'm waiting for somebody. Tea. Could be anybody.
I smile to all the old ladies in my building. That's why they think I'm a nice guy.
Old ladies. She's younger than you.
She's how many ladies are in the apartment?
Oh my God,
you're
trying to pull out.
You're trying to change the facts.
No, you're not.
The facts are clear.
He's doing the alternate facts.
The facts have been laid onto the record. We understand the facts.
I'm defending you. The guys are jerk when they pick you up. You have stupid lines than they used to.
The woman.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. There was still a stupid line if you're trying to pick me up saying, oh, you going to go running that?
Yeah, but it got you chuckling.
It's an opener.
I got you chuckling because of your reaction to the whole situation.
Women.
Huh?
I have to tell you guys something.
Yeah.
I was standing at a food truck with my boyfriend, and he, like, recognizes this girl, and she says hi, and he says hi back, and he introduces me, and we're, like, talking, and she's giggly and she's, oh, we used to study together all the time for econ.
The guy in the food truck.
No, the girl standing out. The girl standing outside who
is giggling with the guy in the food truck.
No, with the boyfriend.
Oh, with your boyfriend.
We're standing at the food truck.
Clock.
Me and my boyfriend. The girl who he just recognized and introduced me to lives in his building. And they knew each other last year because they're in the same program.
I see.
So, yeah, we used to always study together for econ. And I would always, like, sit and distract him and show him little Instagram reels on my phone. I was like,
oh, boy. Even I'm knowing that. I'm hearing alarm bells, and I'm not even going to the back of my head.
eye twitching, like single vein pulsating in my forehead. So that was the vibe with Blondie is what I'm getting.
I see.
He was giggling.
That would make it worse.
I know.
That is exactly what the story is.
I think she's exaggerating. I was smiling because I thought it was a funny comment.
My boyfriend was smiling too.
There you go. That's the only thing we can do.
I wasn't smiling.
Would you prefer we both frowned and started a confrontation right there? Holy cow. Okay, don't talk to me. I'm whole peace and love with all these women. Yeah, sure.
Take the out.
That's what you're all thinking.
All I'm saying is what he should have done is been like, very funny. That's the only appropriate response.
Very funny?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's not very polite.
Yeah, it isn't.
Okay, so would you do the same?
In what situation?
Completely reversed.
The same situation.
Yeah, I'd be like,
if roles were reversed, would you be so negative towards that man?
Yeah, I'd be like, awkward, like,
Sure.
Because then it fuses it, and they don't want to go down that road anymore.
If you could truthfully say that, because sometimes do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, fair.
Like Albanian plumbers.
Do as I say, not as I do. Didn't you kill that?
I don't think you can say that on the air.
Bleep. Didn't you tickle that guy?
Yeah. No, it was, first of all, it was a frustrating conversation when you didn't think he was actually trying to pick up MJ.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I honestly had no idea.
I didn't clock it either until somebody, tell the story now.
I think we already talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we don't have to talk about it again.
Anyway.
That's plausible deniability.
I'm oblivious to these things, and I think MJ is too a little bit. But it just seemed like a friendly conversation.
Sure, like, just like that woman coming up to your boyfriend. It just seemed like a friendly conversation.
That's different.
They were friends.
That's different.
See, you can't make your own rules as you go along.
Like, she was very clearly, like, giggly and, like, laughing and, like, leaning towards him as she was laughing and saying this thing. Like, she definitely had a crush on him at some point.
And you've never had a guy come up to you that just wants to be friends?
No.
What does that mean? That's not what I'm saying. I've never had
but
I've never had a guy come up to me and act that kind of way in front of my boyfriend. It's not the same situation.
But guys don't act that way. They do it differently for the same reason.
In front of my boyfriend, no.
Okay. No, they don't have to do anything in front of your boyfriend.
But I'm saying this was because she was in front of me that it was pissing me off.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you see me here. You're clearly like flirting. It's weird.
All right. We're not connecting on this conversation because I keep saying this is that they're doing the same thing. They're just doing it two different ways. One is overtly cute and flirty. The other one is going to sit in the background and just be a good guy friend that you don't have to worry about.
The plumber comment. I understand.
No. This is related to a story you told me.
I don't remember. What are we talking about? What?
Guy, where you kept asking, he's not interested in me.
What?
He's not interested in
your
me.
Your gay friend.
Okay.
Who's not gay.
He goes out on one date with a girl and he's not gay. Come on. Sorry.
That would negate that whole thing.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's an interesting thing.
That's like, just me being a bad judge of character.
But at
character?
The same,
personality?
What I'm saying is you guys have a long road to learn, but you're doing well. Right.
Oh my God.
But you're doing really well, right?
Nice.
I'm very proud to know you two.
Oh, that actually is
as people, as people, right? And I know that a lot of the credit goes to MJ for that. So
I'm very proud to be known you two.
Oh, don't make me cry.
No, that's what she said.
Oh.
Oh no, she didn't mean is it a compliment.
Oh, she didn't say it.
You guys need to learn how to speak mule. This is not.
No, I was just putting it.
Set yourself up for disappointment.
All right.
I had a conversation with somebody about this on the weekend of the competition I just went to.
Yeah.
Men are so oblivious to women hitting on them. It's just crazy.
Men are... No. You know what? I will say this.
At least our boys. We were relating about that.
Sorry, I will say this. Good men are oblivious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Mm-hmm. I'll put that out there.
Sure.
Good men are oblivious to women hitting on them.
This feels like just a self-brag.
Go a little deeper into that one.
Go a little deeper into that one.
Let's unpack that.
Set the bank.
It's because that's not their intent of being in contact with you. They're with you because you bring good conversation, so on and so forth, and because you're engaging doesn't mean that they're there to hit on you. And therefore, but if you had an intent to say, I want something more than this engaging conversation, yada yada, they're oblivious to it. The problem but also generally, the guys that are oblivious, that are good men, they're also nice guys, and nice guys are not used to getting hit on. Let's be honest.
Now I don't know where
really?
We are.
Let's be honest. I think there's a perception. I keep hearing the way he goes, no, that's not true. Trust me.
No, hold on a second.
His nice evidence, guys. Ladies and gents, just trust me. Just trust me.
Trust scientific.
Yeah.
Scientific.
Peer reviewed.
I'm telling
me,
you.
Myself, and I.
peer-reviewed.
I'm a doctoral candidate in
peer-reviewed in that I thought about it.
No.
Verified by no. I considered
so,
it.
So I've been
and I concluded that I was correct.
Do I need to write a paper, get that scientific study done, pull data from Python to do data analysis?
Python.
Yeah, Python's really
good. You can't pull data from Python.
You can use Python to pull data.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's confusing.
Anyway, my point is the fact that I think most nerds. I love Noodle when she does that. It's just talking about, yeah, when we went to Friday night and then Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And then we'll talk about something else. Nerd. Right? It's just the best.
She's like, you people aren't worth full sentences.
No wonder she's the top she's the top one voted for our podcast is the one that's killing the unit. It's simply because of what you say.
I've never heard of that. What?
She goes, you know what? She goes, there was a moment. I can put the noodle sum up statements into a bit of a stretch.
Oh, I can't wait for that. You're going to do that at the end, right?
I am. We're going to give Noodle her own segment.
I'm so confused.
We're going to give Noodle her own segment where we're having a conversation, and out of nowhere, in silence, she says one word, wraps it all up. So you were the one example that you were talking about was horror movies and Nosferatu and how it was crap. And then she goes, and it's not something that I actually enjoy watching. Silence. Noodle comes in, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's good.
That's it. And then the whole Henry Cavill. Yeah, Henry Cavill. You were spotting about Henry Cavill. He's no longer there, blah, blah, blah. And
she
then again,
goes,
he's so pretty.
Oh, he's so sexy.
So that's why she's number one. So it's the fact that people are waiting for her to chime in, right? So anyway.
What a gem.
I think we're almost at time here. That gives me enough to edit this podcast.
Started as a food podcast, became a program podcast.
And now we're dating.
Ended as a dating podcast.
Yeah. We're
everywhere. We're everywhere.
Not
we're
a fan of the dating
podcast. Hold on a second. What I want to know is from our customers.
From our loyal subscribers.
From our Patreon followers. Is Patreon, what am I talking about?
No, you're not talking about anything.
What am I talking
Anybody
about?
Who's listening to us, if you can drop off your worst pickup line you've heard.
Yes.
We will.
I have to say. I have to do that.
My top two, that's my mother's name.
Yeah.
And then I just got cheated on. Do you want to help me get back at my girlfriend?
I do have to tell you. I say that the worst pickup lines will be read by Noodle.
The delivery on that is going to be
don't you think?
I love that idea.
That's brilliant.
You need the sweetest person on the planet to read the worst pickup line, because I can't wait for your summation as to the one word that you would describe what you just heard.
I can already see it.
All right. If nothing else, I think we covered it.
Give us your worst pickup line.
We still have the oops, was that me? All right.
That Frank of the Week.
Frank of the Week, looking for a Sicilian slice. That's still out there.
Yeah, we're still looking for a Sicilian
Are we still looking for a Sicilian slice?
We are. Remember, the Brooklyn slice was not a Sicilian slice. We're still looking.
What we can do is we can travel for a Sicilian slice.
All right, everybody. You know how to get a hold of us. Send us an email at comments@themomoshow.com or visit us at themomoshow.com. Hit that contact page. We'll see you next time. Cue the outro. Well, as you can see, nothing has really changed. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll definitely try to keep them on a regular basis, but no guarantees. Because again, the only thing we promise is nothing, nowhere, and no particular time. In the immortal words of Jerry Seinfeld, dating is pressure and tension. What is a date, really, but a job interview that lasts all night?
This is a Fritz and Moritz Air Global broadcast.